Tested layup. Man, that is lightning striking. You don't see that often. Now Giannis tries to answer going the other way. He gets tied up and then lays it in up close. Fans wanted a traveling call, but I think the officials are going to say either was those typically long strides from Giannis where you don't think he can cover that much ground on two steps, or he does, or the ball was knocked away momentarily. Here's Richardson driving on the other side. He tried to pass to the corner, but it was knocked away out of bounds. So Milwaukee has scored four unanswered. They've got that six-point lead again. We got a new player coming in for the Heat. And the former Marquette Golden Eagle, Jamal Cain, checks into the game. After spending his first 4 years at Marquette, would play his last year of college ball at Oakland. 24-year-old just checked in now for Miami. He's going to get some more time now tonight with both Highsmith and Butler on the shelf. Here's Robinson taking on the baseline. Sends it to the corner. A head fake. Hawkins drives. Now feeds to the near wing. Three-pointer on the way from Caleb Martin. Can't hit. Missed it short. Long outlet feed from Beauchamp ahead to Connaughton, who fights off the aggressive defense trailing from Caleb Martin to lay it in off the window. And with inside of 35 seconds to go, the Bucks now trying to get back on defense. They got the first shot to miss from Martin, but couldn't keep Adebayo off the boards as he slams it down on the putback. So now with the game clock and shot clock separated by 6 seconds, it's Milwaukee ball on the other end, leading 28-22. Dame Lillard, top of the arc, defended by Martin, feeds to Giannis. Giannis going to pull up, 16-footer, bounces front iron, no good. Tapped, though, by Portis, saves it. And then Beauchamp was able to get that one off Robinson just enough to keep it with the Bucks. He was falling out of bounds, and he tried to peg Robinson. It wasn't a direct hit in dodgeball terms, but it served its purpose as it grazed him, and the Bucks now have a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. 7.2 seconds to play now here in this first quarter. Lillard's running out of time. He knows it. Had to get it in. Giannis had the ball knocked away. Bucks got very fortunate there. There was no one but Giannis there to try to help him to get that ball inbounded. And he knew that clock was about to expire, so he bounced it just to try to get it there, and it was knocked out by a Miami player. Giannis was, it was really a 50-50 ball with Adebayo slamming to the deck as he touched it last for the Heat. Beauchamp's going to check out. Middleton's going to come in to inbound now with 6 seconds on the head remaining. Inbound pass to Giannis, top of the arc. Got to get something quickly. Lillard goes in here, gets the whistle. He's going to the line for 3 shots. Nobody does it better than Dame Lillard. Well, maybe one player this season, that would be Steph Curry. Those two have been the top two shooters when it comes to being fouled on three-point attempts this season. Dame's right behind Curry. And he just added another one to the ledger. And there's a reason for that, because both of those guys have unlimited range. It means you have to play them closely, and sometimes, in this case, too closely. Lillard, first of three, is up and good. So Dame was fouled on that play by Caleb Martin. And for Martin, it was his first. So Dame takes another deep breath at the line. He has saved his best for last, as per usual in his career, but this year's been even more exceptional. I mean, his second free throw goes down. His NBA-leading 56 clutch time points have just been staggering through, again, he's only played 15 games. 56 clutch time points in 15 games, just ridiculous. Makes the third free throw, so he hits them all, and now Miami goes the other direction. A half-court heave from Duncan Robinson. It was offline, wide left, so quarter's going to come to a close as Milwaukee answers back. The Bucks saw their 13-point lead shrink down to 2, but they close on a 9-2 scoring run. They lead it 31-22 after one quarter on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Save big money on all your automotive needs at Menards. Get maximum protection for your vehicle with Menards' full-strength antifreezing coolant. It guards against rust and corrosion and features an extended life coolant technology that's compatible for use in all automobiles, light-duty trucks, and motorcycles. Get a gallon for only $8.99 after rebate. Good through December 3rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Getting ready to start things in quarter number two here at Kaseya Center, where the Bucks have a 31-22 advantage over the shorthanded Miami Heat. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds to allow for stations to identify themselves here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Another tournament night in the National Basketball Association. It is the finale of the group stage in this first ever NBA in-season tournament. Milwaukee, 3 wins, no losses in this tournament so far. The Heat, 2 wins, 1 loss. The Bucks win tonight. They will be the one seed in the East going into the knockout stage. If they lose tonight, they still could advance into that knockout stage. In fact, they could still be the group winner. There are some tiebreakers that would come into play. We won't get into the weeds too much there. The Bucks win. They are in. That's the bottom line. For the Heat, they need to win and get a little bit of help in addition. But they've got a shot, too, still. So we are glad to have you with us as we are brought to you, as always, by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Saw some runs already in this one. 15-2 run to open the game for the Bucks. The Heat answered on an 18-7 run, and now Milwaukee is in the midst of a 9-2 run as we begin things in the second. That snap by Jaime Jaquez, who floats one off the window and good on the first possession here of the second quarter. Bucks to begin the quarter come with campaign for the first time tonight with Portis, Middleton, Connaughton, and Giannis. It's Middleton on the right wing. Shuffles it to the near corner. Catch and shoot three. Good to see that one go down for Cam Payne, who had been among the league leaders in three-point shooting to start the season, but it cooled off of late. Hawkins going to hand the ball off. Bobby Portis comes on the help side, blocks the shot from Jamal Kane, but there was a foul before that. So Cam Payne still shooting 48% from three-point range, but coming into this game, his last three, he had just gone 2 of 8 from the floor. Foul there was on Middleton as the first of two free throws from Kane is up and good. Chris tonight in his return to the lineup after missing the last game and a half of that tight Achilles has played 5 minutes. That's his first personal. And the second free throw from Kane is off the back iron strong. Rebound tracked down by Middleton. He'll hand it now to Payne. Payne's going the other way. For the Heat, they begin the quarter with Adebayo, Robinson, Hawkins, Martin, and Kane. Middleton takes it, left side of the lane, good feed to Giannis, who catches it and lays it in with that arm extended. Those two look awfully fluid there working together with a two-man game. Bucks now lead by 11, 36-25. The largest lead has been 13 tonight. Bounce pass now to Adebayo. He's defended by Middleton. Spins, shakes his defense, but then gets a friendly roll as that one bounces a couple times on the rim before it settles through. So Bam Adebayo trying to carry his team, put him on his rather broad shoulders. He's got 8 points. Giannis on the other side. No-look pass. Gets it to Middleton. Middleton with a head fake. Now sends back to Giannis at the top of the arc. Crossing over. Back out it comes to Middleton. Middleton squeezes off a three. Couldn't hit. Boy, Giannis's passing has looked good, though, tonight. Miami in transition the other way. Pass ahead now to Martin. Martin will hand it off to Robinson. Robinson stops on the right wing, defended tightly by Middleton, gives it to Adebayo. Adebayo right back to Robinson. Robinson trying to get free, picked up by Giannis, works it to Hawkins. Bucks with a good defensive set here so far. Hawkins gets some separation from Portis, steps back and knocks down a fadeaway jumper late in the shot clock. Again, it was a pretty good defensive set prior to that last move there, and it was a good move by the rookie. So lead is back down to 7 now. Milwaukee goes the other way. Middleton being pestered by Martin. Passes over to Payne. Payne sends it inside, and Portis flushes it through with a one-hand jam this time. Wasn't going to miss that time. Portis had a little bit of an adventure trying to dunk the ball in the last game. In fact, the second time he lost one going up with it, it ended up being the best thing for the Bucks as the go-ahead tip-in was there for Giannis. Nice move here from Hawkins, who gets Middleton to bite on a head fake and takes it right by him for the easy layup on the blow-by. 38-31, Bucks again ahead by 7. Giannis, long cross-court pass over to Payne. Payne on that left side. Bounce pass to Portis. Portis left of the lane, defended by Hawkins. Fades and fires, tough shot. Ooh, man, that was three quarters down before it popped right back out. Miami the other way, trying to cut that deficit closer as again. Have not led at any point in this game. Adebayo fades and fires, contested shot. That's a tough shot again. Man, oh man, Miami living on that mid-range jumper here early in this one. Nothing new for the Heat, who have hit 8 of their last 9 shots now. Middleton the other direction. On the right wing, lobs up to Giannis. Giannis got fouled going up. Robinson, it was all he could do to prevent the explosion at the rim. So Giannis is going to go to the line for 2 shots as Duncan Robinson charged for his first foul. So far, so good in the turnover department. I almost hasten to even say it, but a Miami Heat team that we talked about the challenges for the Bucks at times taking care of the ball, at least against Portland, against this Miami team that comes in number 2 in the league in opponent turnover rate. However, so far in this game tonight, the Bucks just 1 turnover and no points off of it. But Miami starting to get the offense ratcheted up here in this second quarter. Giannis at the line as he will miss strong on the first of 2 free throws. Giannis had 18 free throw attempts against the Blazers on Sunday afternoon. He went 11 of 18 in that time. Again, just shooting 63% of the stripe this season. He'd love to push that number up. He's going to have to contend with the fans here. This is the team that he has averaged his lowest scoring average over his career against. And he sticks the second free throw here. 18.8 points a game is career average against Miami, lowest of any team in the league. So far tonight, he's got 9. Miami on the other end of things with 8:44 to play in the second quarter. Bucks by 6. Robinson pulls up. Floater up and good. Gets it to drop from 8 feet in the lane. Duncan Robinson, 5 points now for Miami and a near turnover as I was talking about it. Caleb Martin was swooping over to try to take that one away, but it's last touched by Miami. Bucks will hold on to it with Middleton set to inbound. Bobby Portis going to check out. So does Giannis, and new players in. Brook Lopez back into the mix along with Marjon Beauchamp. They joined Beasley, Campaign, and Middleton. Well, we just had a reversal of sorts on a basket. They say Campaign was out of bounds, perhaps on that 3-pointer. So that's going to take 3 points off the board, and now it's a 1-point game. Man, that's a tough one. Sekakis ruling later in the game. So Middleton going to feed to Payne. He wants that 3-pointer back. Not this time. Misses from 3 on the left wing, and all of a sudden Miami's got a chance for their first lead of the night. Caleb Martin into the front court. Passes to Robinson. Robinson to Love. Back to Robinson straight on. Defended by Middleton. Around the Love screen. On the right side. Dishes off to Martin. Martin puts up an air ball. Rebound batted up and taken by Beasley. Milwaukee goes the other way with it. Beasley's going to hand to Middleton. Middleton on the left wing. Defended by Caleb Martin. Trying to post up and body up on him. Gets into the air. Gets the whistle. And he's going to the line for 2. That is a veteran play right there from Chris Middleton. He was just toying with Martin there and wanted to get that whistle, and he did. So he steps to the line for 2 shots. We mentioned who would win in this strength-on-strength matchup. I think Chris may have gotten a break there. Initially, he got Martin to move, and then Martin landed, and that's when Chris went up with it. Middleton has not been getting that call very frequently this season. It's something he's very adept at doing, but a couple of rule interpretations, I think, have made it more difficult for Chris Middleton to grift for some of those free throws. He makes the first and then hits the second as well. So the Bucks back ahead by three now. Miami basketball the other direction, right to left into the front court. Quick crossover. Hawkins takes it in on Middleton, goes right past him and lays it in again. Hawkins has had his way with Chris tonight on the defensive side. Middleton has not been able to control the rookie. Chris has got it on the left wing now. He's going to hoist up a three, and he sticks it from the left side. If there's one thing Chris still has in his arsenal, it is that sweet shooting stroke. And the Bucks lead by four. Lob pass going the other way down the lane. Jamal Cain couldn't finish the shot, but he got a late whistle. And he's going to step to the line for two. That was one of those situations. I am not sure that David Guthrie was going to give him that free throw if the ball had gone through. But when he saw it missed, he awards Jamal Cain with a pair of free throws. So Cain, a season high in minutes in his first action since November 11th when they played in Atlanta. Last time out when he had 29 minutes in the loss against Brooklyn on Saturday, a 112-97 loss for this Heat team that was playing shorthanded then as well, with Butler and Adebayo missing on the second of a back-to-back. Duncan Robinson also missed that game. That foul, by the way, was on Marjon Beauchamp, who has picked up a flurry of fouls in his limited time, his third foul. Second free throw misses. Beauchamp comes away with a rebound. Bucks ball going the other direction, left to right. Middleton posting up on Lowry, backing him down. Pulls up, mid-range jumper, this time short. Beauchamp had a shot at that rebound but got fouled. Or are they going to say it's on Marjon? If it is, that's four. That is. So he's going to have to come out of the game now for Milwaukee. We'll see if that opens the door for Andre Jackson, we haven't seen yet. They're going to send Pat Connaughton in to replace Beauchamp. Bucks with three team fouls here in the quarter. Heat with two, 7-11 to go in the second quarter. Bucks by three, 41-38. Miami basketball, Lowry the other way. Feeds to Love, Love's at the top of the arc, defended by Lopez. He gets it to Hawkins. Hawkins wants to find his shot again. Now passes out of a double team, gets it over to Love, and Kevin Love has just punished the Bucks with his first three ball of the night. We are tied at 41. 15-2 run to start this game is not held up for the Bucks here. Beasley step back three on the way. That misses. Rebounded by Love, and now Miami with a chance to get that elusive first lead again. Love going to try it. Long, straight on three. Can't hit. Misses wide right. Rebounded by Payne. Cam's going the other direction into the front court now for Milwaukee with 6.5 to play in the opening half. Middleton got it around midcourt. He's defended by Hawkins. Dribbles with the right hand. We got a whistle and an offensive foul going against Brook Lopez, who steps in the way on a moving screen. So timeout on the floor. 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. We have settled absolutely nothing to this point. 41 points apiece. This is tournament action on the in-season NBA tournament on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Well, the Miami Heat missed 10 of their first 11 shots tonight. They have, in the second quarter, flipped that script. They've hit 8 of 10, and they have tied this game at 41 points apiece with 6:25 remaining here in the opening half. Glad to have you along for the ride. We're brought to you by Bally Sports. You can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Check it out on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. Milwaukee gets the benefit of adding Chris Middleton back to the lineup here tonight after missing the last game and a half. And the Heat, once again, performing very well shorthanded. Stop me if you've heard this before. They're playing without Jimmy Butler, without Tyler Herro, without Haywood Highsmith. But yet here we sit. We are currently deadlocked at 41 points apiece. So can the Bucks find a little separation? Well, we'll find out. As Miami is going to send the rookie back out there, Jaime Jaquez, who had no points in the first quarter but has hit all four of his shots here in the second quarter, 8 points now. He's out there wearing that black headband, and he will take the inbound pass from Kevin Love. They are joined by Jamal Cain, Kyle Lowry, and Caleb Martin, the postseason sensation for the Heat last season. Bucks counter with campaign trying to slow down Jaquez now. He works into the corner, catch and shoot three on the way from Kane, and he drills it from the deep corner right. So Miami has its first lead of the game now, and they continue to sizzle in the second quarter. 9 of 11 now in the second quarter. They're on a 7-0 run. Campaign stops at the top of the arc, passes to Giannis. Giannis at the left elbow, backing on Jaquez. There's the whistle and the foul against the rookie. Jaquez Jr. out of Irvine, California, UCLA, 22 years old. He was picked up with the 18th overall pick, and he has acquitted himself particularly well, giving his team a nice lift in his first season. Here comes Adebayo back in now for the Heat, along with Josh Richardson, as Kane and Martin check out for Miami. Lillard has it around midcourt, passes it off to Beasley. Beasley around the Giannis screen, going to squeeze off a three, and he sticks it from the left side. So that'll tie this game up. Just the fourth three-pointer in 13 tries for the Bucks here tonight. Here's Lowry on the other side, passing to Richardson. Richardson pulls up, free throw line jumper, and he connects. Again, Miami had that alarm clock go off late tonight. The Bucks started this game on a 15-2 run, but Miami has since rediscovered its mojo, particularly in the second quarter. Bucks have not been able to get stops. Milwaukee's got it on the other side now. Dame passes to Giannis. Giannis takes it down low. Jaquez picks him up, so he'll pass off to Connaughton. Back to Giannis. Giannis tries to pass out of the double team. Sends it off the leg of Bam Adebayo and out of bounds. Bucks will have it with 5:08 to play in the second. Here comes Duncan Robinson in, replacing Jaquez. Jaquez hears it from the fans. Stands have filled out as we thought it would. Late arriving crowd here at Kasaya Center for both the team and the crowd. Giannis gets fouled as he was driving down the lane on the left side. He basically got tackled, but was fortunate enough to use Kevin Love as his mattress on his fall. Love absorbed the brunt of that collision. So for Kevin Love, that foul will be his first. And Miami is one away from the penalty now. It's still 5:06 to go in the second quarter. Bucks with three team fouls. The Heat with four as Giannis goes through his shooting motion at the line. Pass Kareem last time out with his 107th career 30-10-5 game against the Portland Trailblazers. Put up 33 points, 16 rebounds, a season high, and six assists. Gets the bounce over the front iron on the first of two here. Second free throw on the way as he goes through his phantom motion again. This rivalry, a budding rivalry. Talked with Brooke Lopez earlier today about that fact. Asked him how this rivalry compares with some of the other ones he's had in his long career. Said the NBA rivalries aren't quite as fierce as the college ones. He had at Stanford with Cal. Second free throw misses, but we got a whistle and a foul going against the Bucks on the fight for the rebound. But he did say this Miami series, this in Boston, in their current incarnation, are the two biggest rivalries he's been a part of in the NBA. And that's a byproduct of seeing each other in the postseason as much as these teams have. Bucks trail by one, 46-45, as Giannis goes one for two. That foul was on Milwaukee. So here's Adebayo. He lost the ball going up and almost still went in almost twice because then the ball was tipped into the air by Lillard. Almost went in off Lillard, but ultimately the Bucks fortunate to come away with it. Here's Beasley. He knifes his way in traffic. Now passes to the corner. Connaughton driving on Kevin Love along the baseline. Sends out top to Beasley. Beasley gets it to Lillard. Lillard slings it to Lopez with six to shoot. Brook drives laterally across the paint. What a move. Just makes it look easy. Flips it up in the air with a left-hand running jump hook. And the Bucks have reclaimed the lead at 1 point, 47-46. 4:20 to play now. We're in the opening half still. Second quarter action here from downtown Miami. Here comes Lowry. Lowry weaving his way through the defense. Gets the whistle and cannot get the shot to fall, but he will step to the line for two. He is an 86% free throw shooter. Went 3-0 in the games he played against the Bucks in the playoffs. And he's out there now, averaging 8.6 points, 4.1 rebounds a game, and 4.4 assists per contest at the ripe age of 37. He hits on the first of two. Six-time All-Star in his now third season with the Miami Heat after spending the majority of his career in Toronto 9 years prior. His second free throw to put his team ahead again is good. So another lead change. It is our third lead change of this game. Milwaukee's going the other direction down again, 48-47. Giannis sends out top. Lopez going to fire away from three. That bounces front iron, no good. Three-pointer not necessarily helping the Bucks so far tonight. Miami the other way. Kyle Lowry passes out top, now gets it back. He's defended by Giannis. That's an interesting matchup at the top of the arc. Now passes to Robinson. Robinson around the screen from Adebayo. Bounce pass back to Adebayo. Passed up on the open shot. Instead feeds to an open three-point shooter, and that's an even better look for Josh Richardson. He rips the cords from that far corner, and Miami has its largest lead of four. Timeout Bucks with 3:33 to play here in the opening half. It is a 51-47 advantage for the shorthanded Miami Heat. Heat culture flexing again here tonight without Butler, without Highsmith, without Tyler Hero. No problem for the Heat. All right, we're coming back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Flash Bars.
Three and a half minutes remaining here in the second quarter. What was a 15-2 lead for the Bucks to start things tonight has turned into a four-point deficit as Miami has connected on 11 of 14 shots here in this second quarter, where their offense has looked unstoppable in spite of the fact that they are missing their leading scorer, their number three scorer, and Haywood Highsmith, who's coming off of a big game of his own right, as this team just seems to plug and play. It just doesn't seem to matter who's out there. But we are brought to you by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. A reminder, too, that the BMO Blue Carpet Night starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday when the Atlanta Hawks are in town. Show your BMO card to enter at the BMO entrance and score exclusive perks until tip-off, like a free gift. Don't forget to bring your BMO card to participate. Bucks basketball after the timeout. Pat Connaughton's got it at the top of the circle. He's defended by Kyle Lowry. Gives it to Giannis. Giannis will hand it off to Lillard. Lillard, left of the lane, takes it in. Through some contact and then makes the shot through it anyway. Kisses it in off the window. They did not blow the whistle there. Back to a two-point game. Lillard tonight, 3 of 7 with 10 points. Miami the other way. Whistle him a foul going against Malik Beasley, and that is going to send Miami to the free throw line, because both teams will be in the penalty the rest of the way here in this one. At least the rest of the way here in this second quarter. As Duncan Robinson steps to the line this season, shooting at 90%. He has gone 18 of 20. And I got him. He misses. Back iron strong. The broadcaster jinx is alive and well. So Duncan Robinson talked about his shooting prowess against this Bucks team as he misses on both free throws. Boy, that is lightning striking twice, but shot 44% in the playoffs against the Bucks. Hit 14 of 17 threes. That's over the course of his career. Lillard on the other side, but 14 of 17 from three against Milwaukee last season. Here's a wild shot. Pat Connaughton gets it to go, but he hurt himself in the process. Off the window. He's still behind the play. It's a power play now as they get it down low to Love. Love missed the first time, missed the second, gets it back again, and then Lopez comes in to alter the third shot. Thought he got the block there too. Lillard goes the other way. Milwaukee very fortunate to not surrender points. Connaughton is still holding his ankle. And we got a whistle and a foul going against Miami. Eric Spoelstra is frustrated because he knows that buys the Bucks an opportunity to deal with the Connaughton situation now with a substitution if they want to. Pat is walking gingerly. And he just tweaked that right ankle on that replay. Didn't look like it was anything severe, but enough to give him a little bit of discomfort. It looks like Campaign's going to come in to replace him now. And, yeah, Eric Spoelstra is very frustrated with that foul against Kevin Love. It's also going to send the Bucks to the line, because, again, both teams in the penalty, so Brook Lopez will be the beneficiary of the call as he hits the first of two. And Milwaukee has reclaimed the lead, 52-51, on our fourth lead change of the night. Second free throw on the way. Brook Lopez on some kind of a stretch here of late. He led the Bucks in consecutive game scoring for the first time since the 2020 season in the bubble a couple games ago, and now he knocks down both free throws here tonight. Lopez has already got 8 points to his credit here in this first half. 6-0 run for the Bucks. They've got the two-point lead. Kyle Lowry the other way now for Miami. Beasley was hunting a steal. Instead, it opens up the door for Adebayo, and a big two-hand jam as Robinson took advantage of the numbers advantage and fed it to him for an easy dunk. Beasley was trying to get that steal and left his defense vulnerable when he came up empty. Giannis on the other end. Top of the arc, feeds it to Lillard. Lillard thought about the three. Inside of 2 minutes to go now in the half. Lillard dishes to Lopez. He flips the shot up and good, but wave it off. He's going to get called for an offensive foul. He is beside himself on that call. That'll be the third on Lopez. Like to see the replay there. If there's any chance, that's worth challenging. I think it is. That is exactly what Adrian Griffin is going to do here. Oh, they're going to win this one, too, I got to think. I don't think that was a foul. And so this is big for a couple of reasons. If you win the challenge, well, they may get him for that elbow up high, but this is going to be interesting. Lopez more or less went straight up with the shot.
The offensive foul that was called on the floor.
Lopez more or less, again, went up with the shot, straight up. But this is going to be an interesting interpretation. I won't even begin to dip my toe into these waters. They are turbulent waters at best. So, but what's on the line here is if you get this, if you win this challenge, well, not only do you keep that third foul from hitting Lopez, but you also get 2 points back on the board. And, oh, by the way, as a parting gift, you'll get to hang on to that challenge for the second half should you need it, which Milwaukee certainly did late against Portland on Sunday afternoon. They used a challenge late. I think Love was selling that. This is a Miami Heat team that is always among the best at drawing charges, and Kevin Love is right there in that category. So they're going to look at this long and hard, but as it stands now, it would be Miami basketball. I just don't know. So we'll find out in short order. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. It's definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. When Coach Griffin looked over at his bench to determine whether they thought that this was a challengeable foul, there was a pretty quick reaction. Although I don't necessarily think it's cut and dry. Otherwise, they'd probably have a decision already at this point. We'll hear from David Guthrie, our crew chief, here in short order. But they are still talking this over, although they have the headsets off now. With a minute 52 to go in the second quarter of what is a tight game. How tight? Tie game currently. It's about to be either a 55-53 lead for the Bucks or a 53-53 tie between these teams as they put the headset back on again. Very interesting. So what is that radius that is allotted to Lopez? Did he initiate any of that contact, or was his space encroached upon by Kevin Love? I think that's the question here that they are trying to determine as we speak. As Milwaukee has one more road game in this long road of a month in November. Both these teams have spent a ton of time on the road here in November. For Milwaukee, they've got a seven-game homestand coming up after this.
After replay review, the call on the floor stands. Offensive foul. There's not clear and conclusive evidence to overturn the call as Lopez leads with his elbow.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid was going to be the case. Whatever they had potentially made that ruling on the floor, you had a sense might be what they stuck with, and in fact it is, as they say that it was inconclusive to overturn it. So that's a triple whammy for the Bucks. You lose the points. Lopez has his third, and you are now without a challenge for the rest of the way. So Miami's going to have the basketball and a chance to get the lead tied at 53 points apiece. And Brooke is still trying to get more explanation about what is his right of space in that situation. It was close. It really was. And that's the ruling ultimately they ended on. Lowry got fouled, driving on the left side. He's going to go to the line for two more now. So the other area we were going to watch in this game was the free throw shooting battle between these teams. Miami doesn't get to the line a ton. 20th in the league in free throw attempts per game, but they're really good at keeping the opposition from getting to the line. The third fewest free throw attempts against them. Their free throw opponent rate is the fourth lowest in the league. The Bucks have had 11 free throw attempts to this point. Miami has had 11, but you can make it 12 now as Lowry hits the first of two. Bobby Portis just checked into the game. So did Jaquez for the Heat. Second free throw from Lowry to make it a 55-53 advantage for Miami. It's good. Miami thought they were in a prime position. They were in a prime position to be 3-0 in this tournament. They let a 21-point lead get away against the Knicks last Friday night. Bucks basketball on the other side of things. Lillard squeaks away and gets the three-point attempt off the back iron from the right wing, though. That was a clean look for Dame. But he's now 1 of 4 from distance. On the other side of things, Richards has it knocked away, but gets it tapped right back to Lowry. Now Lowry with a bounce pass. Give and go to Adebayo. Right back to Lowry with an easy layup. Bucks defense has been leaking a little bit of oil here in the second quarter. Here's Lillard trying to get it to Giannis. Giannis got fouled going up. They almost came away with that steal there, but Giannis was able to hold on to it, and now he's going back to the free throw line. But how tough has it been here in the second quarter for the Bucks defense? Well, Miami has shot 68% from the floor, 13 of 19. They've hit 3 of their 4 three-pointers, and oh, by the way, they've taken 10 free throws to boot. So Giannis will go to the line. They've already put up 35 points now in this quarter with still 1:05 to go in the second. They've outscored the Bucks 35 to 22 here in the second quarter. Giannis trying to get his team back to within two if he can make a pair here. He will not. Free throw has not looked particularly comfortable tonight for the big fella. 2 of 5 from the line. He's got 10 points in his first half to go with his 4 rebounds in 17 minutes. Second free throw on the way with 1:05 to go in the second quarter. Giannis spins the ball in his hands, a bounce of the ball, another deep breath, and the second free throw is good. So it's a 3-point game, Miami basketball going right to left. They lead 57-54. Jaime Jaquez Jr. on the left wing, hands the ball to Robinson. Robinson back inside, Adebayo puts up a tough shot, and he gets a whistle again. He's going back to the line. All of a sudden, Miami is living at the free throw line. Bobby Portis is the guilty party this time. This has been a stop-and-go quarter, if there ever was one. A lot of fouls called over the course of this second quarter. And both teams have been getting to the line, but Miami more so. This will be their 11th and 12th free throws of the quarter. And first one misses from Adebayo. Bam Adebayo, 20 or more points in a career-high 9 consecutive games coming into this one in 12 of his last 14 this season. Mentioned he's been shooting more mid-range. We've seen that so far in this early going of this season, but having a great season as he sticks the second free throw. So it goes 1 for 2, and it's back to a 4-point lead. Adebayo, the game's leading scorer with 13 points. Here's a pass from Lillard to Portis. Portis goes into the paint. He floats up a teardrop. No good. Tip-in was there, though, and Giannis will get credit for what will go as his 5th field goal of the night. Miami the other direction. They lead by 2. 37 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kyle Lowry, top of the arc. 2-man game without a bio. There's that mid-range game again. Pulls up and it hits from 14. 4-point lead again for Miami. Here comes Lillard going the other direction. Top of the arc, going to fire up another 3, and this time he sinks it straight on. Dame Lillard with a Michelob Ultra 3 to pull Milwaukee back to within 1. Bucks just 5 of 16 from distance here tonight. But that one gets him back to within 1, and the shot clock is now turned off for the Miami Heat. 10 seconds to go now. Kyle Lowry trying to play for the final shot. Get his team that lead going into the locker room. Comes to a stop, puts up a contested high arcing jumper and hits it. 1.3 seconds left. Three-quarter court shot from Lillard. Misses wide right, and Miami's going to take a 3-point lead into the locker room. Milwaukee jumped out to the 13-point lead out of the chutes, but Miami with a hard-charging second quarter as Miami puts up 40 points in the second quarter against 28 for Milwaukee, their highest-scoring second quarter of the season. Well, Justin Garcia will have you in his capable hands at halftime as Milwaukee will have to play a little come-from-behind basketball. Nothing new for these Bucks. Tell you more about that as the broadcast progresses. But first, we got to take a timeout. You're listening to Tournament Basketball, the in-season tournament here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime in Miami. It is the Heat up 3 on the Bucks, 62-59. And again, Miami playing this game without Jimmy Butler, without Tyler Hero. It was the second quarter that was the turnaround for the Heat in this one. They scored 40 points after just 22 in the opening quarter, outscoring the Bucks 40-28 and taking that lead into the half. For the Bucks, they're led by both Giannis and Dame. They have each scored 13 points, combining for 26 in this first half. Only two Bucks scores in double figures, though it has been a very balanced offensive attack. 13 from each of Giannis and Damian Lillard. 7 points apiece from Chris Middleton and Malik Beasley. And Brooke Lopez, 8 points, 2 rebounds, but 3 fouls already in this first half. Marjon Beauchamp, by the way, 4 fouls. In just 5 minutes. Miami has 3 scorers in double figures. They're led by Bam Adebayo, who has 15 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. 11 points from Josh Richardson and Kyle Lowry with 10 points and 5 assists. He was a big part in that second half resurgence for Miami, again, putting 40 up on the Bucks in that second quarter and erasing what was a 9-point deficit to take a 3-point lead into halftime, 62-59. Our score after 24 in Miami. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the rest of the numbers from this first half and also take a look at the other games in action right now. Some important ones as it pertains to Group B. We'll fill you in on those scores after this. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
/ toast.
/62.59 halftime score in Miami. It's the Heat up by 3 on the Bucks. Again, using a big second quarter, outscoring the Bucks 40-28 in that quarter. It's a quarter that saw Miami shoot 71% from the field. They only took 4 threes, but they made 3 of them, 75% there, and they got to the free throw line 12 times. So Miami had everything go their way in that 12-minute stretch. And for the Bucks, they still shot 53% in that quarter, nearly 50% on their threes, got to the free throw line double-digit times as well at 7 of 10. It was 3 turnovers to 0 for Miami. That was one of the areas to make note of, but again, just Miami's shooting overall was the story in that quarter. We touched on turnovers prior to this game, and the Bucks have done a good job thus far protecting the basketball. Just 4 turnovers, 3 of them coming in that second quarter. Miami has scored 6 points off of those 4 turnovers. The Heat have turned it over 2 times, and the Bucks have scored on both of those turnovers, putting up 5 points on those Miami miscues. And fairly even on the offensive glass, 3 for Miami, 4 for the Bucks. And again, Bucks had done a tremendous job rebounding the basketball the last 4 games. So you look for that to carry over tonight once again. Miami shooting 50% from the field and 42% on their 3-point attempts at 5 of 12. But as we just went through, 3 of 4 in that second quarter, so 2 of 8 in the opening quarter from the outside. Bucks 31% on threes at 5 of 16, though they are 48% from the field at 22 makes on 46 attempts. And both teams fairly even as well at points in the paint, 34 for Miami, 30 for the Bucks. Giannis is 5 of 7 in this game. Damian Lillard is 4 of 9, so we're seeing more efficiency from Damian Lillard, and we've continued to see that of late from Giannis. 5 of 5 in the paint so far. So all 5 of Giannis's makes have been in the paint. The only 2 shots he has missed have been mid-range jump shots, and a Damian Lillard with a pair of 3-pointers in this half. But again, speaking of 3, it is Miami up 3, 62-59, our halftime score in South Beach. When we come back, we will take a look at the NBA scoreboard, because one other game being played in East Group B, and it is an important one, especially if this halftime score holds. We'll get you up to speed on the rest of those scores next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
/62.59 halftime score in Miami. The Heat lead the Bucks right now. And again, a 40-point second quarter for the Miami Heat. Halftime brought to you by Uline here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. And it's time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. Look, for the Bucks, as we look at this in-season tournament, if you want to ensure success, you got to close out these final 24 minutes and win this game. 4-0 is a guaranteed advance and a guarantee for the Bucks to host the wild card team in the quarterfinals this upcoming week. So to do that, going to have to start to make some shots here. 5 of 16 on threes. And the defense, you need to do a better job than we saw in that second quarter where Miami scored 40 points and shot 75% on their threes, 70% from the field overall. American Family Insurance. Life is better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. I mentioned that one other game that is of importance to the Bucks. It's also from Group B, and they are a couple of minutes into the third quarter. The Knicks and Hornets are suddenly in a tight one. It is 56-53 New York Knicks. So if the Bucks lose to the Heat and the Knicks win, we will have a three-way tie of teams at 3-1. That's where point differential comes into play. The important thing for the Bucks is if you lose, do not get blown out, and you cannot have the Knicks win via blowout. Both of those are holding true so far. 62-59, halftime score in Miami. The Heat up on the Bucks. Dave Kane has the call of the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Save money by never changing the battery for the life of the alarm. A worry-free 10-year sealed-in smoke alarm is $16.99 right now at Menards. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift. Prices good through December 3rd.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on salads.
9 to 13 ounce Taylor Farms chopped salad, just $2.89. Or 14 ounce Dole coleslaw, just $1.09.
I carumba hot prices on salads.
Chopped salads, $2.89. Coleslaw, $1.09.
Enjoy healthy eating on ready to eat salads and save big time money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Welcome back again to Kaseya Center as Milwaukee will have to come from behind here tonight, even though they jumped out to the early lead in this one, 15-2 to begin this contest, but a 40-point second quarter for the Heat has put Miami in the position they're in right now, leading 62-59 going into the second half. And let's take a look at your Pella Windows and Doors rebounding battle. Who's hitting the glass? Well, that question is, as always, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They can help you lower your energy costs, no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And as we take a look at that that part of the game here in this first half, it was pretty close on the boards in this one. 24-20 in favor of Milwaukee, 4-3 the advantage on the offensive glass. That really hasn't been the big story in this game here so far tonight. Really with strong shooting and scoring in that second quarter for Miami. Mentioned started 1 of 11, but hit 23 of 37 from that time forward, hitting 62% of their shots from that point moving forward. So that is something to watch as the second half is around the corner. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Dave Kane with you as I sit here high above the court at midcourt, mezzanine level here, Kaseya Center. Working with our on-site stat man, Steve Laveau. Also, we've got Santiago Rodriguez, our on-site engineer. And back in studio, it is Justin Garcia, who you just heard from moments ago, and Jason Gordon, our studio engineer as well for tonight's contest. As we look ahead to the second half, Milwaukee in the white uniforms here tonight, their standard Association Edition uniforms against the Miami Heat in their City Edition kits here tonight on a red floor. It almost has felt like hell here at times, and you look around, it almost looks